This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Jesus says that he was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. I didn't know what that meant. And now I can say I've been touched with some of y'all's feelings of infirmity. I still don't know all of it, but I know what it means like to be in pain. I know what it means like to stare death in the face. I know what it means like to wonder, you know, do you put your trust in this man or do you put your trust in God Almighty? I know what that means. Every now and then there will be something in your life one day that you ain't got no choice but to trust God. There'll be something in your life one day where you'll say, some man trust in horses, some man trust in chariots, but I trust in the Almighty God. There'll be something in your life that day.
The countdown has begun. The 2024 Change Experience Tour is headed to New York City, and the revival is set to be absolutely legendary with two amazing sessions in just one day. Fellowship, music, the Word. Bring your friends and family and experience it all on Friday, April 26th. Text CHANGE 2024, one word, to 51555. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org or scan the QR code on your screen to claim your spot today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Sometimes it's knowing the joy that's ahead of you that can help you go through certain things in life. Sometimes it's the pain that you experience here and you think about the things that are above, you think about the things that are before you, the things that you're coming to. Jesus says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. There's a joy that's set before you. There's a joy that's set before me to help us to have endurance and patience. It's just what Taffy's talking about. Don't allow the lack of manifestations in your life to cause you to give up, cave in, quit, get worried, get depressed, you know, turn nuts in what you're doing. Don't do that. Make your mind up for the joy that's set before me. Just think about heaven. There are times that this wonderful woman and I have gone through that you will never know about. But it was the joy that was set before us that kept us moving. Stuff that hurt. I remember we went through a pain that hurt so bad, we stayed in the house for 3 or 4 days. It was so painful. But for the joy that was set before us. It is not our job to get up here and complain about what we're going through, because everybody going through something. You ain't the only one going through nothing. You ain't never going to be the only one going through. But how you go through it. For the joy that's set before you. Boy, that really encouraged me. And then Titus chapter 2 and verse, let me read verse 11 through 13, because in Titus chapter 2, he's talking about how the grace of God teaches us, but then he tells us what to do while we're being taught. He says, for the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, making salvation available to everybody on the planet. Everybody on the planet, not just folks who go to church, but every unsaved, no good for nothing person, Jesus died for that person so that salvation can be made available to them. And all they got to do is say, yes, Lord, I receive it. Verse 12 says, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this this evil world with wisdom, live in it with righteousness, live in this world with devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to the wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. Look at there. So while grace is teaching you how to live, and while you're going through this thing, trying to live right, depending on God, trusting God, keep looking for the glorious return. You had a bad day. Look up, for your redemption draweth near. Glory be to God. He says, you live a life where you're always in expectation of His return. A life where you're expecting His return. I can't hardly glance by the news and look at something and say, Jesus coming. Lord, I expect your return. Lord, I expect your return. It is no longer walking around with a fear of whether or not I'm going to go to heaven or hell. I already know where I am. I am there now. I am born again. You are born again. You are there right now, praise God. And contrary to popular opinion, it is not your behavior that determines you going to heaven or hell. It is your decision that you've made Jesus the Lord of your life. And if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you are already heaven bound, praise God. Your name's already written. That's your reservation. They have your name. You know, when you show up at a hotel and you've already registered, they say name and they check it out. All right, welcome. That's the same way it's going to be when you go to heaven. You're going to walk up in there. You might be a little cautious a little bit because you know you haven't been perfect, and you're going to find out ain't nobody been perfect, but you're getting ready to check into a place where the perfection that you were lacking is going to be there available for you. You are heaven bound because you have Jesus. I'll go so far as to say this. If anybody in here goes to hell for your behavior, everybody going to hell. Because you're on a journey. You're on a journey, and on that journey, you may not behave properly and then realize it and get it fixed. And on this, you continue the journey, and other stuff happens. You continue the journey, and you have a flat tire. You continue the journey, and the radiator runs hot. You continue the journey, and you took a wrong turn. You continue the journey. It's a journey. It's a journey. My God, it's a journey. And you continue walking this journey. You continue walking this journey, and you don't let the flat tire mess up your whole journey. And you don't talk about the flat tire all the way from Atlanta to California, and you still talking about the flat tire. And the reason why you don't do that, because the tire's not flat no more. You got another tire that's taking place, hallelujah. You're on a journey. You're on a journey. And you're seeking what's above. Oh, I get it, God, I get it. He says, okay, if you want to compare emotional stuff, all right, let's do that. He says, really? If you want to get emotional and concerned, that ought to take place when somebody's born into this evil world. You want to rejoice and be happy? That takes place when somebody who made Jesus the Lord of their life, when they pass, it ought to be a celebration. But families that don't see that, they don't see that. It ought to be a celebration. They're with heaven. They know more about things than you and I know until we get there. I tell you, there's a greater place. There's a greater expectation in my heart than what you can expect here. I can't give you scripture. I can't, but here's what I believe. I believe that there's something about this journey that is to prepare us for the one we're headed to. This is the dressing up room. Yes. Amen. This is the fixing up room. This is the training room. There's something about this journey. You've never been there. See, I will not permit myself to think that I know so much about a place I've never been. I've never been to this place. I'm on my way. I've never been to this place. That's why I can't come up arrogantly and tell you, well, no, this ain't gonna happen. Yeah, that's gonna happen. All I know is what He let me know. And what He let me know is if you make Jesus, my God, the Lord of your life, that's what He let me know. He let me know some things about what I can expect when I get to heaven. And the attractiveness of it is so amazing. When I did have the opportunity to cross over, I mean, I was ready. I was weirdest day of my life. saw stuff that I just was saying, what is this? What is that? It was like I was in a daze all that day. I was so tired. Maybe it's time for somebody else to come on in. I'm tired, Lord. I've been looking forward to this anyway. But what I wasn't looking forward to was hearing my good and faithless servant, Creflo Dollar, job incomplete. I want to hear about my job being incomplete. What? Incomplete? Here's what I want to hear about. My good and faithful servant, job well done. Now enter into the glory that has been prepared for you from the foundations of this world. Where are we today? We're living in a society people don't believe hardly nothing about the things of God. They just don't. But they will. Somebody says, how you know? Because God's working now. He's working on that unsaved uncle that you thought you never would see say. God is doing some stuff on the inside of people that you don't know about. And there is about to be an amazing move of God to hit this planet. Folks you didn't even witness to gonna come to you and say, show me how to get saved. That's right. Amen. Somebody today is waiting on something deep. This is deep as I'm gonna get today right here. Today's about Jesus and where you going. And it is much more attractive than where you are. Here's the second method that the Lord uses to draw the hearts of man away from this present world. Go look at, back at Jesus when he's on earth. Look at what he was talking about to draw people. Here's the second thing. By faithfully declaring the soon passing out of sight of things, the quickly fading or disappearing and the shakable nature of things that are on the earth, the evanescence of the things that we know and are familiar with on this planet. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 in the King James and then the NLT. Are you prepared for what is about to happen? Are you ready to go through this thing looking up at everything that's getting ready to take place? He says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, temporary, subject to change. But the things which are not seen are eternal, everlasting, set. Now look at this in the NLT. He says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now. How many of you can see some troubles? Don't raise your hands. I don't need to know. Ain't none of my business. How many of you are looking at and experiencing some trouble of some things you can see now, some things that are not quite working the way you want to work? He says, rather we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. If you sit there and continue to stare at the trouble, it's going to affect your emotions. And then those negative emotions are going to try to dive deep into your spirit and cause you to be hopeless. Hopeless about certain things happening. Hopeless about the promises you found in God's word. And I'm telling you, it's not over. We got the word for today. Everything getting ready to come together, baby. But you can't keep looking at the trouble. You can't keep listening at the word that says it ain't gonna never happen to you. Now that's what the devil will whisper in your ear. This will never happen to you. Everything getting ready to come together. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what people say it wasn't gonna happen. It's getting ready to come together because we're gonna stop looking at the trouble we can see, and we're gonna fix our gaze on the things that cannot be seen, for the things we see now will soon be gone. Let me say it like this. There's an expiration on the trouble that you're looking at. It will soon be gone. 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 But the things we cannot see will last forever. I'm trying to get a few people in here to make your mind up that I'm putting my sight on where I'm going. It's gonna happen, guys. The rapture is a reality. It's gonna happen. If everything he said that is happening now, and he said it before it happened, not that he said there would be earthquakes, not that he said that the great winds on water, not that he said there would be, you know, wars and rumors, not that he said that. The thing that he said that is so awesome is that he said all of those things are going to happen, and they're going to happen with intensity and frequency. He said it's going to get more intense and more frequent, more intense and more frequent. In other words, what used to happen once a year is happening once a month, once a week, every day. Every day. Chaos upon chaos upon chaos. You know, New Year's Eve, the Lord gave us a warning. New Year's Eve, he said there's going to be chaos upon chaos. And he said, start making your living by your giving. Don't trust in governmental systems. Don't trust in government assistance. Trust in the Lord. Make your living by your giving. Keep seed in the ground, and you'll always have something on every wave, and you will be taken care of. You got to look and see what's going on in the world. You got to look and see the things that they're saying. You got to check all that stuff out. That stuff is a direct attack against the people in the body of Christ. They don't know that there is a direct attack. The devil did everything he could in during the time of pandemic to shut the church down. But you cannot. You can't. You can cancel everything else, but you can't cancel God. He'll keep coming back better and better. He'll keep coming back stronger and stronger. And you got to see yourself like that. When I fall, I shall arise, praise God. You can't stop me because of whose I am. You can't stop me because of who I'm looking at. You can't stop me because of the God that lives on the inside of me. When I fall, I shall arise. When I mess up, I shall get it right. When I go left, I'll get the right direction. I shall not be defeated because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will not quit. Sometimes it's the simple stuff. I got to look to him. I might be weeping. I got to look to him. Oh, I might be crying. I got to look to him. Oh, God, when is this going to stop? I got to look to him. I know what I'm preaching. When you have pain in your body for 3 years and it's still not gone, I gotta look to him. You don't know what people are going through. Some of them come here smiling and raising their hands up because of who they looking at. But it don't mean that everything perfect in their life. It don't mean they don't have no pain. It don't mean that they... Jesus says that he was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. I didn't know what that meant. And now I can say I've been touched with some of y'all's feelings of infirmity. I still don't know all of it, but I know what it means like to be in pain. I know what it means like to stare deaf in the face. I know what it means like to wonder, you know, do you put your trust in this man or do you put your trust in God Almighty? I know what that means. I know what that means. Every now and then you're going to have to, there will be something in your life one day that you ain't got no choice but to trust God. There'll be something in your life one day where you'll say, some man trust in horses, some man trust in chariots, but I trust in the Almighty God. There'll be something in your life that day. I'm trying to cry loud like a trumpet this morning. I'm trying to walk in the shoes of John the Baptist this morning. It's time to give a shout. It's time to give a warning out to the people of God that this is not play church time. This is not this time where, I mean, that we intellectually have these acrobatic intellectual things in our mind where we really think we got this thing figured out, and we walk around in an arrogance of, I've been saved a long time. I know how to do this. It's time to humble ourselves. It's time to humble and submit ourselves unto the mighty hand of God and say, God, help me. Let your will be done in my life. Take away what I've been trying to get you to do for me and show me what I need to do for somebody else. Help me, God. Show me how to yield to you. Show me how to walk with you. That's what time it is. Amen. 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 And yet, no matter how loud I scream today, no matter how many scriptures I show today, at the end of this day, this will still ring true. People do what they want to do. I can only pray that as I'm screaming, that the Holy Spirit is whispering something in your heart that I might not be saying. It's time. It's coming. And for some, it's already here. What are you going to do? Systems will fall. And they will fall to technology that is present today. There's technology that is present today that completely eliminates a human being. There's technology that is at hand today that makes you wonder about 4 years of college, because there's technology that's gonna take all of that training. It makes you wonder, maybe I need to go to a technical school to do something with my hands that AI can't do. It's not gonna go away. It's not gonna be squashed. It's happening right now. And I'm trying to get you out of this dark church system. It's happening right now. So what happens if your job falls to technology? Who do you trust to take care of you? I trust in the Lord. I remember when they were talking about the internet and what was going to happen. And I remember the Lord speaking. He said, Satan will use this and draw many away from God, and even a desire to ever even want to know him. But my spirit will still rise strong in them. You can't stop the anointing. You can't stop the Holy Ghost. There, AI ain't filled with the spirit. Glory to God. You can't stop the Holy Ghost. You can't stop the anointing.
Do you know who God really is? In Creflo Dollar's four-part series, The Truth About God's Ways, he highlights who God is and how his unique nature sets us free. This four-message series is available for a love gift of $25 or more for CDs, or $35 or more for DVDs. To receive this series and discover God's loving nature, call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore today.
Do you want to live a life of grace? Reunite and reignite at Grace Life, The Reunion, from July 11th through 13th at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia. Ignite your faith with Creflo and Taffy Dollar and an unmatched lineup of speakers, including Andrea Creighton, Gregory Dickhout, Inky Johnson, Michael Smith, and Clarence McClendon. Save your spot at The Reunion. Text Grace Life one word to 51555 or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
Have you ever wondered how the financial support from our viewers makes a difference in people's lives?
We receive testimonies every day from people whose lives have been shattered by natural disasters, failed marriages, bankrupt businesses, and so on. They share how our outreach efforts and messages about God's grace have changed their lives in a tangible way. And for that, we give God all the glory. Today, I invite you to prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. We know you'll be empowered to see real change in others and prosper in your own life.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
As a Christian, what happens after you sin? Do you lose your righteousness? God's gift of righteousness gives us peace with Him, not through our works, but through faith in Jesus' finished work on the cross. Introducing Grace Life Academy. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access to features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and more. To get started on your 30-day free trial, simply text or sign up online by visiting mygracelifeacademy.com.
Salvation is the beginning of a new life for a believer. It is from this point that we can move into the fullness of who God has called us to be and see the manifestation of the finished works of Jesus. It is one of my greatest pleasures to help people to understand who Christ is and to lead people to Christ. If you would like salvation today, pray this prayer with me. Very simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus. I believe that He died, that He rose again, and that He lives today. Come into my life. Save me. I receive You as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, that's how simple it is. Welcome to the family of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.